Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5.
Good morning.
Hello.
Need I remind you it's Friday?
No, you don't need to. October 22nd. No, it's Friday.
You have your Friday face on.
Does it look exhausted with bags under my eyes? You know, back in the day, it was like, yay, party. Then I was like, I can't wait to sleep in on Saturday. That's how I look at it, yeah. Funny face. Yeah, but happy about that.
For sure, for sure. By a show of hands, everybody listening, how many of you are working from home? Like, everyone raised their hand. Hey, even the Caitlin raised their hand. Okay, cool. Now, if you're working from home, are you working from an office or are you just working from, like, a makeshift room?
Like your dining room.
Yeah. Caitlin, are you in the Caitlin office right now or are you in the bathroom?
I'm in the dining room.
Okay, I was close.
Oh, you're the dining room.
Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, location is the dining room. Yeah.
85% of people working from home right now are working from somewhere other than an office. And that's a big number. People have to rejig these rooms in their houses to become makeshift offices. Like, it might be your kitchen, it might be the kids' room once they've gone to school, it might be a bathroom, it might be a pantry. Like, you just don't know.
I know people that do voice work in a closet. In fact, I saw a story the other day of this woman who's got this, she works for CBS. She goes, come with me. You go, you know those staircases that've got that little cupboard underneath?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's clothes in there? She separates the clothes, Jamar. She walks in, and there is her office.
That's so funny.
It's the booth. It's the soundproof booth.
When the pandemic started, my house was still being renovated.
Yeah.
It was literally a construction site. So, and I, at times, I had voice work to do. Like, I needed a place where I could quietly, you know, get a microphone and some electronics and do some recording.
Yeah.
So I made a makeshift sound booth in the back of my car. That's what I did. And I learned, I don't know how many people listening do voice work, or it maybe you're aspiring voice actor or whatever,
right.
But your car is really, really nicely acoustically treated.
Would you sit in the driver's seat and then do it from
there? No, I'd sit in the back seat of the car.
In the back seat of the car?
Yeah, and like the car is so small, and
right.
the upholstery and like the seats.
That's
and stuff.
That's good soundproofing.
Very good soundproofing.
Where would you put the mic?
Like, I just hold it.
Okay.
And I just talk into the mic in the back of my car.
Very
I would even tell funny. I would even tell people that I was recording with, if they were doing it at home, to put a pillow right behind you. So if you have the microphone or whatever device you're using, just put a pillow right behind it. You'd be surprised how much that can sound like you're in a sound booth.
I wonder the most unique location somebody is doing their work from right now.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
I wonder, you listening to the show from whatever room you're in, who could surprise us the most with what room in their house they've made into their office?
Let us know.
Do let us know. And we appreciate you bringing us into the sacred space.
Exactly.
Chum 104.5 Horoscopes. Capricorn.
A Cap, involved in a conflict of interests, it's possible that you both want the same thing, but you can't see this yet. While talking things over may be a waste of time right now, there is potential to solve this. You'll need to put yourself in their shoes, and you have a six today. Enjoy.
Aquarius.
All right, an intense transit can highlight an issue that could soon be resolved if you're willing to look it in the face. If this is something you've avoided dealing with for a little bit, don't put it off any longer. If you try to forget about it, it will come back even stronger. So Aquarius, your day's a four.
Pisces.
It won't help to get into a spat with a friend, as no one will win and it could upset a relationship that is otherwise steady. Within a day or so, you can wonder what all the fuss is about. Trusting your intuitive side over logic could help save you. Big day for our Pisces, 8.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, fillet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden french fries, regular and larger sizes, salad, chef, a garden, or a chicken salad, oriental, big breakfast, egg McMuffin, hot hotcakes and sausage, maybe biscuits, bacon, egg and cheese and sausage.
How could you forget? Did you ever get this song? Did you ever master it? Big Mac.
No, oh, no. I got the How to Build a Big Mac, but not this one.
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with cheese, fillet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden fries.
Good for you.
That's all I know.
Wow! I got two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. That's it. You got that whole song up.
No, not the whole song, like a quarter of it.
But you know, it's naming all the best-selling menu items on McDonald's. You ever pull up in a McDonald's, and we all have done that, there's so much to order.
There is so much to order.
And so much deliciousness to order.
But according to you, there's this one order, there's this one item that hardly anyone ever orders. Let's see if we can guess it.
Please do.
You can text to 104536, the least-selling item at McDonald's. I'm going to take a stab at it right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it is the McFlurry.
No.
No?
No.
I thought it was because it never works.
I was going to say, it's the least available, the least ordered.
Can I get a McFlurry? No, the machine's broken. Oh, yeah, of course it's broken.
Oh, that, yes, yeah. I know. That's right. I forgot about that. You could do 10 questions, and we can whittle it down if you guys want to play that game.
What do you think?
I think it's Filet-O-Fish.
No. No.
What the heck is it? The least ordered item.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be on the menu.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Always.
Okay, always. Okay.
Just in case. But Jamar is in the right category.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, milk.
Close.
The milkshake?
No.
McFlurry. Category milkshake.
A sundae?
No.
No, the sundaes are good.
Get out of the dairy. Get out of the dairy.
Wait, I'm in the same category.
Because it's a liquid.
Oh.
It's a liquid. Apple juice?
No.
Diet Coke?
No. You guys give up?
Yeah, we give up.
Yeah.
Hot tea.
Of course it's hot tea. Who goes to McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's the least selling item on a McDonald's menu. Now, iced tea is way up there.
Okay.
Of course.
But hot tea is not. In North
America. I
didn't
even know you could get it there. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So North America, hot tea is the least selling item. But you got to have it just in case anybody asks for it.
Just in case some weirdo comes up asking for hot tea at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right? Can I have a hot tea? Like, where are you? take a milkshake, lady. Come on. I get it.
Exactly.
So a hot tea.
That's a red flag.
So all you tea drinkers out there, I know what you're saying. I order it all the time. But it is the least selling item. But you still have to have it on the menu.
Oh, that's so funny.
You said to me yesterday when I kind of threw it out your way because I said, let's not talk about it till tomorrow.
Yeah.
You said the salads. I was right up there with you on that one.
I thought, for sure. Yeah, you're not going to McDonald's craving a salad.
No, I'm not.
The weird thing about like any fast food salad, I'm not saying this is specific to McDonald's. Sometimes if you look at the caloric intake for those salads, it's like the same as a burger.
it's got bacon and dressing.
Just get the burger.
It's the dressing that causes the problem. We know that. So anyway, that's the story.
Wow.
That's the story, but you got to have it on the menu.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. The hot tea. I wonder what kind of tea they have. Is anyone at McDonald's or work at McDonald's listening to the show? Let us know what kind of tea that is.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever ordered it while you work there?
And does tea get stale? Like, I mean, does it really?
Oh, yeah. If you don't have it as packaged up, it gets stale. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That's why you like the tea in the foil packets, right?
That's what you
want. Everything fresh.
The little crinkly ones, not the paper. Right.
So there you have.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should just tell everybody listening to the show right now to head to every single McDonald's in town and just order out all the teas.
Order
teas. Let's make a run on teas today. Tea needs some love. So hit up McDonald's and get you a tea right now. Everyone, let's just do it all at once. And then McDonald's Toronto will be like, there's a run on tea in Toronto for some reason.
Hot tea.
Right. What happened?
What happened?
Okay.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Marilyn just revealed to us the least ordered item at McDonald's, which is the tea.
Hot tea.
Hot tea.
Iced tea does really well in the summer, but hot tea is the least ordered item on a McDonald's menu in North America.
Today I learned that you can even get tea at McDonald's. I did not even know this was a thing.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, it wouldn't be something I'd ever order at McDonald's.
And the two drinkers in the GTA weighed in.
They have just texted us, the one person on Earth, or on Canadian soil, actually, who orders tea. I order tea from McDonald's every day. My husband prefers their coffee. I'm just not a coffee drinker. Good to know that they're stocking it just for me.
That's right.
You're the one. You're the one. Another, there's a two now. This person person.
Okay.
Maybe then they're on opposite sides of the coast. When I worked at McDonald's, it was Orange Pico. Is that what it, how you pronounce it?
Orange Pico. That's
Pico,
right.
Orange Pico tea.
Yeah.
And was sold mostly at breakfast time. That's what someone working there says.
Okay.
Funny. Someone else texted in and said, I always order a peppermint tea from McDonald's.
Okay.
Why?
Here is my question for this texter. A, why, of course, but B, what from McDonald's pairs with a mint tea? Like, this is an unusual
pairing.
Oh,
I can tell you. I can tell you. Your peppermint tea with an apple turnover. That's delicious.
You know that apple pie is actually really good at McDonald's.
It is good.
It's
really
very,
good.
Very tasty.
You know what I'm saying? Like a hot cup of tea and a little bit of a, you know, apple thing.
Yeah.
You're
that's
selling okay. me on it.
I am selling on it.
Yeah. What are they getting, though? Because I want to know. If it's a Big Mac, there's something up.
But once again, like, those are two items that when you go to McDonald's, like, if you want tea and apple pie, like, McDonald's is, I mean, you can get apple pie at McDonald's.
Sure you can.
Tea, but if you're craving tea and apple pie, should you be going to McDonald's? Right?
Right, right. Yeah, you should be going to a diner.
That's what I'm saying.
You should be pulling up on a stool and say, hey, Audrey, I'd like an apple pie a la mode and a cup of hot tea.
Exactly.
They texted us and said that the peppermint tea pairs well with the McGriddle.
Stop.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
Stop it.
Now we're into pairings. We're into pairings, and I like it.
I love it. McDonald's pairings. I have to say, when you pull up to and look at the menu, there are so many items to choose from. Now served all day.
Yeah, I know.
Drive-thrus aren't as fast anymore because you're going, oh my gosh, I have options. And as you say, Caitlin, we now have pairings.
Yes, we do.
There you go.
Well, you know what? That's not one of the weirdest pairings, and I know a lot of people love this next pairing that I'm going to lampoon right now.
Okay.
I'm going to lambaste it, but I think it's strange. People go to Wendy's and get the Frosty and the fries, and they eat them together, and guess what? You are weird. What are you doing this for, man? Like, what is that?
Sweet and salty, huh? Cold and hot?
Stomach upset.
Oh,
I don't know what
no.
When that did that become a thing?
That is like a cement thing in your gut.
Did that become a thing?
It is. I don't know.
It is cement. You know, the thing is, when we have ketchup and fries, that really is the sweet and the salty pairing. That's the most logical sweet and salty pairing. Now we're getting more pairings, though. Someone else says, if I'm running late in the morning, I stop in and order a green tea. It's Higgins and Burke brand, and it goes well with their mini donuts. Like, what? I want to know what you're...
McDonald's has mini donuts?
This is what we're being texted. I don't know.
What?
Is that McDonald's, Mr. Texter there, or is Mrs.
McDonald's
Texter there?
McDonald's mini... They do have mini donuts.
There we go. We're learning something.
That.
Didn't know.
Oh, they look good. Wow.
Did not
They're called
know.
McDonald's McCafe Little Donuts.
You know, the McDonald's menu is just different where in the world you are. They kind of tweak the items depending on where, to make it a little more local. For example, like, you guys will probably remember McDonald's pizza, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there is no such thing in the States, or at least in my state.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, no McDonald's pizza whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ever a thing.
Yeah.
They knew better.
I love those things.
But were they good?
Oh, they were great.
Really?
Okay.
I used to have them all the time whenever I would go. When I was a kid, I would go see Jay's games back at the Sky Dome, and I would get a McDonald's pizza, and then I would get one of the sundaes. And Jamar, because I know you like the sundaes.
Sure.
They were served in a little tiny Jay's helmet bowl.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
It was adorable.
You're really cute. Okay, the maple caramel donut at McDonald's looks delicious. And this is how they say it. It's filled with caramel-flavored cream, hugged in maple icing and drizzled with vanilla frosting. Enjoy this treat with your favorite McCafe beverage. Only 200 calories.
So funny. But do know all this maple is only going on here. Like, just know that.
Oh, well, we know that.
Isn't that funny?
No, that's true.
They knew who they're marketing.
How do you know it's Canadian? Maple.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
The study I'm reading is wild. It says, Marilyn, the most stressful age of a person's life is the age 36.
Oh.
That's like the most stressful age. That's when more people are saying, I've never felt more stressed in my life. And as you get older, they're saying you're feeling less stress. But 36 is like the peak of that whole thing.
So let's go back only a couple of years for you.
Sure.
How was 36?
How was 36? A little bit of a blur. It was soaked in, like, vodka or something.
That's because you're under a lot of stress.
maybe that's what it was. And this this speaks to you, Caitlin, because someone said they said that the number the two most things that people are saying were their problems at 36 were number one, number two, headaches, and number one, sleep problems.
100%.
There it is.
I am all over this. I fully support and co-sign the results of this study.
Okay.
A lot on your mind, right? Always thinking.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, when you, I don't remember. Because honestly, I don't remember. I think I was so busy with
Maybe Adam. It's better that way.
Maybe it's, I just remember just being, you know, bringing up Adam and working the two jobs. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
honestly,
know.
I think it's a coping mechanism. Sometimes you're like, you know, I barely remember that. And I'm like, that's your brain doing you a favor.
Yeah. Right. I do remember two of my best friends came into my life at that time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's
which
good.
Was great. And Friday nights were very important to all three of us.
There it was.
You know,
stress, coping.
Cheese.
Once again. Okay. Well, shout out to all those 36-year-old zombies we're talking to right now. Have a good day. Basketball's back. And it's so great to see it back. And to hear it back, just to even hear just the cheering in the background. Basketball was so weird without the crowd in the arena. That was strange.
All you can hear is the squealing of the running shoes, right?
Right, and a swear word every now and then.
Exactly, yeah. You need the crowd. Yep. And you can be a part of the crowd.
Uh-huh. The Raptors are taking on the Boston Celtics. We have tickets for you. This is for tonight's game, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yep, this is for tonight.
So I think this is for Saturday night's game. Because tonight's game is actually taking place in Boston. So it would be really hard for us to fly you there.
Yeah,
we're not ready for that yet.
We will let you go
see
them on Saturday.
First class tickets above on a private jet straight to Boston. Oh,
Jamar's reading an old prize sheet for 2018.
Our promotions department is like, we don't have the budget for this. No, this is Saturday night's game against, this is Saturday night's game that's going to be taking place at Scotiabank Arena.
Mavericks.
Against the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, here we go.
This is the 24-second shot clock. We have our players ready. We have Lanka. Good morning. Hey, can you hear us, Lanka?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, I can hear you.
Good.
Okay, great.
We also have Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
So how do we play this game, John?
Very, very simple game. We know in basketball you have 24 seconds to make a shot or else, boom. Turnover. The 24-second shot clock on Chum goes like this. We're going to ask you questions, and you have to answer as many questions as you can in the 24 seconds allotted. All right? Whoever gets the most questions answered wins the tickets.
I have the
correct, correctly answered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying
so throw.
Can you imagine?
That again is from the rule book from 2018.
Exactly.
We're now in 2021. Listen, there's a tip for both you, Alenka and Catherine. If you don't know the answer, you can say pass. Some questions will be basketball related. Some will just be like general knowledge. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who do I have?
Take Lanka.
Okay, I'll take Lanka.
Okay.
Hello, Lanka.
Hey.
Okay, so we're going to begin the clock, and I'm going to start answering, I'm asking you the questions. Here we go. Hit the clock there, Michelle. Which Toronto celebrity often sits courtside at the Raptors games?
Drake.
How many sides are on a hexagon?
Six.
Who is the current James Bond?
Pass.
Which team won the NBA championship last year?
Milwaukee Bucks.
What is the capital of Saskatchewan?
Saskatoon.
What is the name of Adele's new single?
24 seconds is up.
Oh, you got three.
Okay. Easy on me.
Okay,
easy on me.
All right.
And the capital of Saskatchewan is Regina.
It is. It is.
No,
come on.
Catherine, are you ready for your 24-second shot clock?
I am ready.
All right. 24 seconds on the clock now. Let's go. What year did the Raptors win the NBA championship?
Oh, my God. I don't know. 1999.
What is the biggest island in the world?
Australia.
Who was Kim Kardashian married to?
Kanye West.
What team does LeBron play for?
LeBron? I don't know.
And now we say goodbye to Catherine.
Catherine got one correct.
Yeah.
Talanka's what, three?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I just want to say this, Catherine. The Raptors won the NBA championship in 2019. Remember that?
Oh, right.
Remember that? Remember how crowded it was in the streets?
Do you remember that day that you couldn't get home forever?
Yes.
Because there were a billion people on the road.
So here's what we're going to say. Lanka, you going to the game. Woo!
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome, guys.
Have you ever been to a Raptors game?
Yes, I've been to many Raptors games.
And what do you love about it?
Oh, just the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's just a wild, hopping place there, especially when the team is, competitive and doing well. It's always a fun time there.
Oh, absolutely. Very good. You sound excited. We're excited for you. So you got something to do tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you so much. I thought that Regina question was going to cost me.
What's the capital of Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I was actually going to say Regina, but then I thought, no, it can't be that easy. It's like a trick question or something.
Listen, I would have said Saskatchewanopolis. So trust me, you did better than I would have.
Regina. Okay,
Thank you. Good job, Lanka.
Thank you, Catherine. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Raptors.
Mavericks on Saturday. Right. Yep, good stuff.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
There's so much to watch this weekend. Sunday night has become the busiest viewing night of the week. Succession is back with season 3 of the show as of last weekend. And then this weekend, you've got the 5th and final season of Insecure. Jamar, I know this is a fave of yours.
Funny.
Yeah, really, really good, as well as season 11 of Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to be back Sunday. So you got more neuroses from Larry David coming on Sunday night. All this is going to be on Crave. I don't know. I actually now feel like I have to watch most of my stuff on Monday because I'm out of time on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, I have to sleep at some point. There's
so
honestly too much to watch.
Much content, Caitlin. It's like, when do we have time to watch all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Five streaming services, right?
You have to spread it out. I have to do it on Monday. Otherwise, I'm not going to sleep on Sunday, and you guys are going to get zombie trending reports from me on Monday morning. So that's what's coming up this weekend.
That's what the lockdown was for, wasn't it?
Yep.
Man.
You probably should go back in the lockdown so we get caught up.
We should go in the lockdown so we get caught up. Yeah. It is a winter sport, I have to tell you. Okay.
Yeah. Sort of a crossover story right now. It's a really tragic incident on the set of an independent movie called Rust, starring Alec Baldwin. This is huge. This is one of the biggest trending stories of the day. Alec fatally shot the film's cinematographer, a 42-year-old woman named Helena Hutchins, and injured the film's writer and director, Joel Souza. Now, it is extremely early in the investigation into this incident, so really please view all the details around the story through that lens, because they're just pulling together what happened. But what's being reported from the film set in New Mexico is that Alec discharged a prop gun. The gun, whatever is discharged, winds up hitting both the cinematographer and the director with the same projectile. Whatever that was, we just don't know yet. But when you hear prop gun, a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's a fake gun. That's not always the case. A prop gun can mean any gun being used as a prop. It can be a real gun. Real firearms are often used in filming, and they're loaded with blanks, which are those cartridges that create a flash and a bang, but they're not supposed to discharge anything. So police are trying to figure out, how did this happen? Alec was reportedly unaware that the gun was even loaded, unaware of what was inside of the gun. And sources on set have been sharing their eyewitness accounts of what happened. And they report him loudly saying, in all my years, I've never been handed a hot gun. So if those accounts are accurate, you really do wonder what the gun was loaded with. So police haven't launched an investigation. They're questioning people on set. They haven't kept anyone they've questioned. It's not to say the charges won't be forthcoming. They just don't have any information on that now. And Alec is devastated, fully cooperating, goes into the station voluntarily, answers them, and then is being released. So this is going to be a huge story covered all day. But because it involves a celebrity, keep in mind that perhaps sometimes less than reputable entertainment style blogs are going to be covering this because it includes a celebrity. So just be really careful about the sources around this story, because it is early on. It is early days for this.
Oh my gosh.
It's a serious story.
It's a tragic event, and it's life-changing in so many ways. And, we hear about these every so often. Sometimes we don't know who these people are, but we know it's associated with Alec Baldwin. So this is
kind of like friend of the show, too, because Billy comes
up
all the time.
Yeah, no, I know. I can't even imagine.
Almost feels like family. It's really sad that everyone involved had to go through that or is going through that.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even believe it. Yeah.
They've closed production. Alec is also a producer on the film. I honestly don't see this film being released. I think they're going to be tied up in legal stuff for a long time. And you can expect to see this story covered all weekend long, for sure.
Okay, thank you, Caitlin.
Can you imagine the game of hot potato they're playing with, like, who's responsible for this?
Oh, I can't.
That's
so overwhelming to me right now.
It's a mess.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Are there certain things that you could at some point, like, age out of, like, you're just too old for this anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that a trick question?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at anybody. I just see people pointing at me like you are too open. No.
Yeah, anything that says juicy on my bum.
Juicy. Oh, yeah.
Juicy couture.
Yeah.
Forget
that was,
it.
I think that went out of style, though, friend, thank goodness. Like, you know, those shorts where people were like sexy.
Yeah, or sweats. Yeah. Just sweats. The pink sweats with the juicy on the back. And they were like, no. Shouldn't be wearing them. And in my head, like, you wear whatever you want to wear. That's not me.
A listener texts, yeah. I just turned 30 and love shopping at Hollister.
Oh, yeah.
But all my coworkers roast me and say I'm too old to shop there. Am I too old to shop at Hollister?
Well, there used to be this rule. What rule? Nothing. Okay. That at a certain age, could be 30, that you stop wearing logo things on your body. And Hollister has, like, Hollister. And, you know, they got the name, the brand of Hollister name on their shirts and stuff. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. But there's a time.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a moment where that's no longer acceptable.
There's a moment
acceptable.
That you gotta go, is that really, I don't know.
It's personal, but I agree. There's a moment in which you're, like, in Forever 21 going, I shouldn't be in here anymore.
Right.
Or you're in Abercrombie like, I don't know about this. Like, I remember feeling that way about certain stores. Not that I necessarily would be judged for wearing it, but that I was judging myself while I was in there because I just felt like I was now the aunt that was walking around the store being like, that would look great on you, dear. Yeah. I was like, I gotta go.
So wait a second. Let's bring it down to earth a little bit. Roots. Like, is at some point, if I go into the Roots store, they're going to be like, what are you doing in here?
No, I think you can get away with that. For loungewear, if you're going to a cabin somewhere and that kind of thing, I think that's okay.
Roots is iconic. I mean, it's iconic Canadian.
Yeah, I just, like, right? The Roots, it's like a little bit of a thing, but like a logo, but not this thing across with the beaver in Canada. You know, I think
But
it's
you know what's
much.
The funny thing about that, though?
Yeah.
It really probably depends on the brand, because... Yeah. Like, seeing the beaver and the Roots thing probably at some point will give you some love, right? But if you see the Lacoste logo on someone's shirt, you're like, bro, what are you doing, right?
Like, what are you doing? That's my husband. We love Lacoste.
Really?
Well, it's like, a little one. It's
you,
a little one.
What are you doing?
But it's little. It's not like Lacoste across the shirt.
I know.
You know, Caitlin, let's go back to, oh, my God, I just put myself in this place. But this is what I do. I've turned into my mother. I was at Aritzia, it was a couple of years ago, and I'm with my stylist Alexis, and she tried something on. I go, oh my God, that looks so good. As she's changing, another girl comes out, and I became my mother. Oh my God, that looks so good on you, I said to her. Like, does she need my opinion? But I like to, you know, boost up people, and you know, if I don't say anything, that means it's not good. But I just thought, and Aritzia for me, hello Aritzia, I can't do it. It's like over. For me.
Yeah, you have.
It didn't used to be over, but then they stopped making those long shirts, and it was over.
You feel that there's a timeline. Yes, and that's the other thing. Sometimes there are trends that happen where all of a sudden, you know, crop tops are back in.
Crop sweatshirts.
They're back in at stores that cater to a younger demographic.
They don't want me.
But I walk in and I'm like, I can't wear this to work. And so I don't feel I'm going to be able to wear it at all.
This is what happens. I want to tell you what happens.
Okay.
For women specifically. They see, it's just like women, baby boomers going onto Facebook. Mm-hmm. They go, oh, I got the baby boomers on Facebook. We got to do something else. Okay?
So they change it.
Right away. They change it. Clothing. So they're going, let's get them back to Talbot's as soon as possible.
So they try to get them back to Talbot's
as soon as possible. We have an emergency here. Women in their 50s up are wearing our clothes. That's what's happening.
So they
make them shorter and skinnier and tinier. Can't even get my arm through a sleeve.
That's so funny.
It's true.
So it's like a boomer spray. They spray in the area and they get everyone out.
Please evacuate. Out. Yeah.
A 61-year-old just texted and said that they still wear Hollister.
Good for you.
Yeah.
If you can still fit in it.
His name is Von, last name Dutch. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was a thing. Wasn't that a thing for a while?
That really was a thing.
I remember Adam wearing that. Yeah, man.
I also think for me, another time that this happens is certain restaurants and certain clubs.
What do you mean?
So you know, certain, like, there's, I won't name them because I don't want to jam them up, but there's one that's across the street from our office downtown.
Yeah.
It is a franchise. It caters to a very young crowd, and I walk in, and I feel like I'm, the lost aunt who is like, look at all you guys having fun. What a fun time for you this is, and I should leave. And so there's, it just depends. Like, and it's a weird age thing, but you get a sense of it when you're there. You, like, know when you walk in that I shouldn't be in this nightclub. I don't belong in bottle service anymore. I need to go somewhere else now.
Wow. See, when I started talking to somebody at a bar, got a bunch of girlfriends and I went to a bar. I can't remember how old I was. I'm going to say maybe 29, 30. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't hear myself speak. I went, I am too old to be here. I cannot deal with this. This is starting to bother me that I can't hear what they're saying.
But you know what the thing is now in clubs, as someone who still goes to clubs, like, people aren't even talking in clubs. They're texting each other. Like, you're texting the person next to you in the club.
What?
Yeah, like, no one's talking anymore. They're sending each other DMs. You're sending the person across the couch to you a DM. And you're talking about the person who's in the middle of you. Do you see what he's wearing?
Oh,
like,
my God.
You see what he's wearing? Like, you're DMing people about each other.
Put me in the fetal position and stick me in the corner. I am not. You've got to be kidding me.
I went to the new, you know, the Park Hyatt Hotel just had this beautiful revamp in Toronto. And they have that rooftop bar. And I was up there having cocktails. And I was like, this is my speed. There's some
These
music
are my
playing.
People.
I can sit down, my friends and I can hear each other. It's just like, it's a sense you get. It's a sense you get when you're there. So I don't know. Let us know. Text us 104536 and let us know. Where have you been where you're like, I don't know about this anymore?
I don't think it fits my demo. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think, you know, my favorite places now are steakhouses because they're soft material.
Yes.
Dark, but not too dark, so I can still see the menu. The print is pretty big on the menu, and the service is good.
Yo, okay. Caribbean Toronto right now is just rolling their eyes because we party to, like, our 70s, 80s.
I love it.
Sitting in front of a speaker with a bottle of Hennessy, on the ground, like, hands crossed, like, turn up the music. No, man, turn it up. That's what we do.
That's so encouraging.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5 Podcast.